Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our ceiling or whatever, we just get the guys in the building and let them prove that themselves.
All right, coach them up. Compete. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. As all over the board, man. It is kind of weird that the first and second round picks are, you know, about unlocking the talent and building them up, and the other picks have like put up big numbers.
Yeah,
the numbers the rest of the way.
It's like this polarizing draft, and the weird thing is, if you look at Chris Greer's becoming a long track record here. Usually his first, his early picks are pretty good, and his late picks they've got two guys who contribute, who had impact, Van Ginkel and Devon Godshall. And other than that, it's been a lot of, now a chain, if you go him as late, I'm going 5 to 7, but first and second round has been, you know he's hit on some of these guys. There's some misses like everywhere else, but My major issue is the best players aren't even here anymore. The Minkah Fitzpatrick, who's on a path to the Hall of Fame right now, and of course Tunsil, they got a lot for. You can, in retrospect, yeah, that you can understand. You know, that was a bountiful trade.
It would have been if you turn one of those guys, yeah, in, and you have just struggled since Tunsil till you finally had to go out and get a veteran free agent that's fighting the injury bug.
Right now you spend a first, 2 seconds, a third on left tackles, that when you add up the draft guys, of and a lot of free agent money.
Yeah.
And so...
Well, I'm not changing, Dave. I just want to say this before we finish this show on a Monday in this hour. Like, my expectations haven't changed from a year ago. I don't know where the team is. Hopefully stay healthier at key positions. Going to be part of the story, but
the bar is where the bar is. I agree.
Like, it doesn't change. They're not like, for these writers starting to write, like, it looks like we're rebuilding.
We're going to get Chris Perkins on here to explain.
You know,
himself,
like
aren't we?
It's about, we're going to take a year to kind of get settled down, and then we're going to go after it again next year. It's like, that's bullshit.
So the 5-year plan is now in its 6th year, but you're saying it's really a 7-year plan.
We got to do it now.
You got to win.
And I appreciate 9-10 and 9-11 wins the last 4 years. I do. Two double digit, two nines in there. But this thing's about winning playoff games, just like it used to. Just like it was in the 70s and 80s. It's got to be about getting home field.
There you go.
Dave, I've said this. I don't know if you've heard this, and if you have, you know, I've said it a zillion times. I never played a road playoff game. Every year, at least early in the playoffs when we lost, we are at least good enough to get some home games. And if we got knocked out before the AFC Championship game, that did happen. But the two times we went to the Super Bowl, we had home field throughout the playoffs. And so we played at the Orange Bowl. Those 4 or 5 years of going to the playoffs or losing the AFC Championship game, we lost to Seattle, we lost to New England, and we beat the Jets in the I had to think about who we beat, and the Steelers we beat in the AFC Championship games to go to Super Bowls. But we didn't have success on the road. Or we didn't have to worry about it.
I was kidding. You weren't asked to do it because you And to your point, that's the model the these Dolphins
model is. You got
to
win the AFC East,
yeah,
to start with. Before we start talking about, well, let's see what happens when we get a home game in January. That we were so close last year. We had a nice lead, and Bills got hot, and we did not.
That was the game. Yeah, everybody points to, and you did earlier, Joe, Tennessee. I get that was the worst loss of the year, but the most expensive loss was Buffalo.
No, head to head was right. No question. That was a
because look at your options. You go on the road. Where are you going? Kansas City, Baltimore.
Which they didn't lose another game.
Yeah,
but they opened with us, and they. And by the way, what they did was incredible. Go to Buffalo and win. Go to Baltimore and win. I thought they might lose both those games.
And the odd thing, it was probably better for their season. They'd won the Super Bowl the year before to have to do it a different way. You know, rather than they talked about that. I mean, Mahomes talked about it was good to go on the road and win a game.
So I got to ask you, flipping sports here because some of our teams are playing tonight. So if the Heat go out in the first round, which still early, I mean, tied up tonight, make it a best of three going back up there. Do you make changes or you come back with the same group?
Oh, you have to make changes. I think at the start of the year, Pat Riley talked about he looks at things as a 5-year window.
But people were going to say, well, last year Tyler was hurt. This year, you lose Jimmy Butler, who's been so great in the playoffs.
How many years can Tyler be hurt? And you just keep saying, okay, that's fine. And, Jimmy Butler, look, this is the second straight year the Heat have gone to the play-in. And had to come through that route. That's no way to do that. I get they went to the finals one year. But that's like saying the Baltimore Ravens won a Super Bowl with Trent Dilfer. Okay, but that's not the blueprint. That's not what you try to do. And you don't try to do the play. You got to be better in the regular season. And I think here's their options. Do they give Jimmy Butler a 2-year, $120 million extension?
A lot of money for the extension.
Which is what he's going to want, and that's what's going around the NBA. When those guys are eligible for that extension, they usually get it, or they move on. So there's your option. And I think they'll try to see what they can get, see what's out there for Jimmy Butler, what their options will be.
He's so good in the playoffs.
You look at this 5-year stretch. Has anybody delivered more than Jimmy Butler?
No.
Do you want him now? You would sign him through.
Forget the regular season, though. He's a 60. He only plays 60 games in regular season.
And you haven't seen him since he got hurt right at the start of the playoffs this year. You haven't even seen him. You don't know that he can do that again. He's getting 34 now. This extension would take him to age 38. I mean, he'd be signed through 38 because he has two more years and the extension two more years after that. So do you want to sign him up for that long?
Boy, and do you trust yourself that you can make it where a top free agent would want to come? Or you got to be pretty confident you can get one, right?
Or in the trade, one or the other. Or the trade, yeah. One thing the Heat have done very well,
not getting
though,
rid of Bam.
Trust, they believe in they can make it work. And what Spoelstra's done with the talent level he's had.
He's not the problem. I actually really like Spo.
Oh, how can you not?
I mean, Spo is special.
The only problem with Spoelstra is right now he's your best player on the court. He's your best player in this series, is your coach, which in the NBA it can't work that way.
I really feel like it's funny you said that. I feel like those guys, and I heard Tyler Hero after the game, he says, man, I can't wait to see. We'll make some chance. We'll see what coach – we're going to look at stuff and look at coach, like, what can we do different, you know? And Spo's really good at adjusting, whether it's throwing in zone or, different matchups or getting those guys to shoot more threes. Let's make an extra pass like we saw the improvement from games 1 to 2.
Every year the Athletic does their anonymous poll and Spoelstra's the number one coach.
Yeah.
Of the other coaches, picking who's the best coach. That's all you need to know. It's almost like that game 2 was a statement of when they beat Boston. That's another statement of who Eric Spoelstra is, that he can take this group. And I get Adebayo had a great game. Their shooting was great. Hero had the game that you need to see from him. But at the center of it all was Spoelstra.
Look at the two young first-round picks they have, how good they are. I think they're both.
Him and Mike McDaniel do something that I really appreciate as I watch how they work is they give players confidence. They somehow, from the way they coach, the way they communicate, their meetings, they give – you saw McDaniel, obviously, with Tua right from the start. But Spoelstra, these guys he brings in as draft picks, he sees what they do good, and he builds on that.
Yeah.
And so it's really fascinating to watch play out.
Well, they've done a nice job. You know, we talk about development players and guys getting a second chance and G League guys and guys that have been, you know, discarded from other teams. But you look at first-round picks, including the four that started a couple of games ago, it's looked pretty damn good, pretty damn good. We got to go to break here. We've got a lot more. Come back, check in on the text machine when we come back. I know we got a lot of stuff coming in this morning. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We were kind of surprised he was there. It's just how physical and how fast, and I mean, the guy has a tremendous motor, and I think someone showed us a quote.
He's a big Mo Kamara guy. I can tell. Yeah, that was the setup. I told you so. Tweet right there.
But it was just, you know, when you watch him play, you know, he just plays hard, and he's kind of a relentless his motor. And just loves football. And someone showed Mike and I some quote he was talking about after with you guys. And you feel that passion in him. Just like this guy loves football, and he's very prideful, and he feels he's better than some people that were selected in front of him. And he made it known, and he's very excited to be here that we took the chance on him.
All right, there you have it. A combination of Chris and Mike talking about Chop Robinson. Having a little fun with Kamara, too. The smaller edge rusher taken in the fifth round. 6'1", 250-pounder. 13 sacks, man. 13 sacks. I'm guessing Chop Robinson wants to be a lot better than he was.
You think they realize they need edge rusher help right at the start of the year, next year, when they first round and fifth round, they're backing up picks on edge rusher, because they know that tells me – the concern over the injury situation right now, right?
No, they showed their hand by the way they...
Well, I thought Jalen Phillips might be able to come back, and maybe he is, but it just could be a question. But I thought maybe he could come back earlier than hoped or than thought, but maybe not. Maybe
I don't,
not.
I don't know, man. The race is on because Chubb also would have an ACL, and we're trying to figure out when everybody will be back. Hey, there's a chance early in the season, as in the start, you know, of the kickoff of the season, that Robinson and Kamara both need to play. They're both like, hey, you guys are up. Played all preseason. Let's go. By the way, you got to play them a ton in the pre. Everybody asks what preseason's for? For these six picks. Or seven picks. This is what it's for right here. Right?
No, I agree. Yeah, absolutely. And not only that, there'll be some undrafted guys that get in there and some veterans coming up they sign, I'm sure, who will be happy to prove something. And so they need 10, 11 rookies on the team.
All right, so you ready for a little Vladdy and a little text machine stuff?
Let's do it.
Got a little. By the way, Jimmy Butler always gets it going a little bit now too. So what do we got coming in, Vladdy?
Yeah, the comments you guys had in the last segment, they want to know from the 954, Dave, if you're the GM, is anyone on the Heat roster untouchable?
Bam's untouchable, yeah, because Bam, to me, and I get you got questions of his game at in
I'm with
the
you.
Biggest moment.
I'm not touching Bam, staying right where he
when
is.
When you talk about Heat culture and all what you're trying to be, there he is. There's the picture of what you're trying to be.
I don't think they're getting rid of Jaime. I think Jaime Jaquez.
Well, okay, yeah, Jaime Jaquez too. I we're talking.
This Jovic kid is really good too. He's put up big numbers. Well, he's got it. He's damn near a double-double every night. When he plays, he's starting in the starting lineup. He's tall. I'm sticking with those guys.
When I talk who's available, who do teams want? Or you hope they want?
Well, Bam's going to be the first one you're going to.
I would see what the market is for Hero and see what the market is for Jimmy. Jimmy, from the contract, do you want to hop on for two years and $120 million?
Can I just say this? If Jimmy doesn't get that extension, it's going to be salty Jimmy.
You're
I don't
get
think
salty,
that's going to go.
You've seen that. You've seen salty Jimmy. Saltier Jimmy.
I don't think that's good. Like, no. Wow, really?
You thought the regular season didn't matter this year?
Yeah. You thought that was bad. Wait till you see what I got left. Yeah, that would. What else you got there, Vladdy?
They will also want to know about the Dolphins. Mike McDaniels must have something against coaching taller receivers. There's only one wide receiver taller than 6 foot, 6 foot tall on the team. That's hardly played last season. Tua could definitely use a bigger target during these hard third and shorts or red zone yards. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's and to your point, we have now drafted a 5'8" receiver in the sixth round, Malik Washington, and came back with Taj Washington, who's 5'9" or 5'10". So yeah, we got four guys under.
I think the rule is no receiver can be taller than Mike McDaniel, right? I mean, he's 5'9". Nobody can be taller than Mike McDaniel. I think that's given.
I just think I don't think he looks at that as a big deal. Obviously, he's got two guys on the outside right now that put up big numbers, and
Yeah, usually with teams, okay, they got the small, quick guy, they get the big possession guy, right? But there's none of that here. It's we'll just go speed.
Well, it makes you wonder about the importance of the tight end coming back this year.
Yeah,
there's got to be some end zone catches this year for the tight end position. I'd love to ask Mike about that.
Over under one touchdown for tight ends this year.
No, I think it's 4 or 5.
Okay.
I don't know. Why would I say that? I haven't seen it in 2 years, and I'm acting like it's a big deal. Like I have no idea.
We'll go with 5. Put it out there to the vague Hard Rock odds, right?
Need to develop some more receivers, though, because asking those two guys to carry as much of the load as they do in those short screens where got guys flying at them, and I think both guys got hurt on short stuff. Set up off screens, off short plays, got clipped low and weren't the same at the end of the year.
And Tyreek Hill is a physical. He's small, but he's very physical. And so he can take hits, but to a point. You know, and now he's 30. You got a lot of money invested in him. And you need to be playing your best football late December and January. So there has to be some.
You can't cut back, though. The guy wants to play.
I get you.
He's the happiest receiver because we use him to the. I mean, we fill his plate.
You don't think there needs to be some maintenance of?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I'm saying here.
It's not just
Raheem
Mostert.
Don't overuse him. Don't overuse him.
I've been all the same Raheem Mostert, no matter how he's got it rolling, please. You know, he gets rolling, you want to keep using him and, you know, stay with the hot back. And I'm like, eh, it's okay early in the season. I mean, the season he had was phenomenal. One of the best seasons in the history of the running back position for the Miami Dolphins. 21 touchdowns.
But they told you they and rightfully, when you look at Raheem's career, there's a lot of injuries in there, and he's over 30. He's going into territory running backs go into.
Such a great athlete to bounce back and be able to play the way he does. All right, Vladdy, what else you got, man? I'm sorry.
No problem, man. A Marlins. You want to hear a Marlins?
Yeah, what do you got on the Marlins?
If you're running the Marlins marketing department, sell me on why I should care about this team.
4 for 44 on Tuesdays, guys. You know, there's why you should care. Four people go in.
Listen, the marketing department.
Dogs,
the marketing department is the best player on the team. The marketing department had great shirt giveaways this weekend. They've got the 4 for 44. They got Taco Tuesday. Which one do you want to go to, Jay? We're going out.
I just realized you saying that because you got shirts. I saw you have shirts in here. They brought you shirts. And now they're the best marketing.
I love that marketing department. By the way, think about that, though. Kids want to go. Kids are going, I want to go. They get something every time they go to a game. They have something for kids. You sign up on that 305 program.
What was the crowd yesterday? My son actually went to it, but he said it was a good crowd. And it looked good on TV when I was.
Marketing department.
There you go.
I don't know. But hey, the great part is if they're up 4-0, 5-0, or 7-0, don't leave. You're in for a hell of a game, man. No lead is safe.
Hey, I got one more tweet.
All right, go ahead.
My impression is Greer drafted as if he's building for the future. It seems like he doesn't have a care in the world about winning a playoff game this year. Apparently, his job is safe, no matter what.
Well, I do believe his job is safe. He got a great relationship with the two people that matter the most, CEO and the owner.
GM for life, that's what I call him. You know, it's
but
like,
I hope that's not. I mean, I can see where people say that from the way they draft, but no, it's.
You could almost say the reverse is true, too. I said just what the texter said, but you could almost say the reverse in that. They said, we're desperate for edge rusher help this year. We're going to take whoever. We're desperate for offensive line help. We're going to take
whatever's high on our board.
So, but the way it plays out will be interesting. It's almost like no one's expecting too much out of these guys the first year, which is weird.
You can't have those guys, all these draft picks, and you spend a lot of money on your top guys. You got to fill it in. You've done it free agency on the cheap and a lot of guys. And the draft is cheap, too. The draft is cheap business. Anyway, Omar Kelly going to join us. You know Omar's going to have some strong opinions. We'll have that coming up next.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.